From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
This is Alan, VK4HIT, with news from Ipswich and District Radio Club. 2022 is underway and Ipswich Club members met online in January for the first business meeting of the year. The club has taken a prudent approach to meet via Zoom, with Omicron almost being omnipresent. Until the club resumes face-to-face meetings, the Digital Interest Group, Maple Ridge Group and social meetings are currently paused. Two new members have been welcomed to the club, Vanita, VK4VTL, and Rod, VK4ACF. On the Weissen front, Robert, VK4KHW, tabled the calendar of events for 2022. There's the Kuyar Horse Ride on March 19. This one will be a joint venture with Brisbane Weissen Group. Then there's the Pinnacles on April 10, Brisbane Trail Marathon April 1, Mount Me Classic May 22, the Guzzler June 23 and 24, Lake Manchester Trail August 21, and the Mount Glorious Trail November 13. Members and friends are encouraged to support these events. Reporting from Ipswich, this is Alan, VK4 Hotel India Tango.
From VK4WIA, this is Q News. I'm Ed Durant, DD5LP, VK2JI. Q News can be heard every weekend worldwide via the internet podcast. Simply search for Q News in your favourite podcatcher app or online.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. As the warm summer days and drenching showers continue towards the prelude to winter, we have to ask, what are the things that are important to amateur radio? There are those things that are important to our own station and operation. There are things that keep us involved in club activities, where we can multiply the involvement and enjoyment with the shared efforts of members. In the wider scope, there are the almost anonymous activities that aren't front and centre in our everyday minds. For instance, you may have heard of the successful actions in IARU Region 1 in having intruders moved from amateur allocated radio spectrum. We have recurrent instances of over-the-horizon radars blanketing large portions of our HF frequencies, and I don't recall hearing of any action from intruder watch participants in our Region 3 area to source these stations operating in breach of ITU treaty allocations. The system that has worked so well for many years depends on the intruders being recorded and reported to individual country regulators. The reports are verified and the sources located to a particular region of the world, and then through the Foreign Affairs Department, an appropriate request is lodged in the country with the errant operation. There is a process to be followed, and somewhere it is breaking down. There are international obligations for regulatory agencies to monitor for interference, which can disrupt other services such as shipping, air traffic, and land mobile services. Not all the interference that occurs is simply and conveniently restricted to designated amateur bands and can overlap multiple service allocations of spectrum. So whilst it might be the amateur observers have tired of submitting reports, we should also be asking what has happened to the rest of the system. Just as I have suggested the possibility of monitoring our Region 3 emergency frequencies as something we can progress, how about we address the intruder watch absence in our area? The main difference is that it would take a little bit more immediate preparation, as logging is important and recording the traffic, be it straight audio or other types of interference. Then it needs to be promptly reported and processed for the actions further along the system. Most stations would have the facility to do the initial reports available at the usual operating position. The other thing is that the bands have to be scanned, so that would give some extra exercise to the coffee clutching hand by turning the VFO knob. Some of these seemingly neglected activities, such as monitoring, would take just a little allocation of time and a little organisation on our part. Too often we have heard the phony complaint of, why doesn't XYZ do this? Meaning, we are missing an opportunity to participate in other facets of our pursuit. If we are just satisfied to shine the seat of our pants and not contribute ourselves. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.